you can like know exactly where things are to help with obstacle avoidance and reference points. It's also got wheel odometry, which is used because it's like a lot faster, it's real time to be able to measure the velocity and position. And so this robot is deployed around legacy areas of Sellafield to be able to declassify them so that you know that they're clear of radiation. So rather than somebody actually be doing it by hand where they're at risk of contamination, you can use a robot to do this. You can use multiple robots and you can get things done a lot faster and probably, yeah, cheaper as well and safer. So the other robot is called Mirax. It's a three-legged robot which runs on little roller wheels and it's got joints so it can drive in any direction. And the idea of this is it's 150 mil wide, so it can access nuclear cells, which are highly radioactive, so you wouldn't want any humans in there. Once it's in there, it's got a middle arm that lifts up, and on this arm there's a LiDAR sensor and a gamma radiation sensor, and this can also tilt, so this allows the 2D LiDAR to build up a 3D map of the environment so that we can work towards a knowing exactly what's in there and help to navigate the robot around the cell, whilst also picking up the radiation hotspots within the cell to then aid with hopefully decommissioning the cell after this.